Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, Andy here. I went from depressed and suicidal to living a life of abundance and joy. If I can do it, you sure as hell can too. Let's talk about relationships. And this also applies to just casual relationships, you know, sex dating, serious relationships. But something that took me quite a while to realize, and really I only learned this because my mother taught it to me, is in a relationship, including even a casual one, you might not always like the other person. You know, there might be times where you're a little bit frustrated with the person that you're in a relationship with, or you're a little bit disappointed, or they do something that you wish they hadn't done. And you might in those moments feel like, hey, I'm kind of annoyed at this person, or I don't feel super close to them, or I'm a little bit disappointed. And obviously, I'm not talking about big deal breaker things. You know, if somebody cheats on you and you've decided that that's not something that you're going to be okay with, then, you know, break up, do whatever it is that you want to do. But on a smaller scale, if you're in a relationship with someone or you date someone for long enough, it's, I won't say inevitable, but it almost feels inevitable that at some point you're going to be a little frustrated, or they might be a little frustrated and disappointed in you. And here's the kicker. That's perfectly okay. There's a really good Buddhism quote, which has served me really well in my relationship with my girlfriend, Imogen. And she and I have been together for about 6 years at this point. And the quote, the Buddhism quote is, eventually everybody lets you down. And what that quote means is, if you go through life, especially in a relationship, you tend to have expectations of what the other person is going to do, what the relationship is going to be like. And at points, you might find yourself feeling a little let down. You know, other people are their own sovereign individuals, and they're going to do what they want to do. And sometimes, especially in a relationship, they might do something that you weren't expecting, or they might be in a grumpy mood themselves when you wanted them to be happy, or you guys are maybe going to hang out and he or she flakes on you or reschedules or cancels. And so in these moments, you know, maybe you find yourself frustrated. Maybe you don't like the other person. And taking off some of the pressure off yourself and off them to always like each other, or that a relationship should always be 100% sunshine and rainbows and everything's perfect and it's like a Disney fairy tale. Taking some of that pressure off yourself and off the other person means that you can be okay with those low moods that you might have from time to time. A lot of people make themselves miserable in relationships, and I definitely caught myself doing this in the first couple of years with Imogen. People make themselves unhappy by expecting that a relationship will be perfect all the time, and that there'll never be a single moment where you dislike the other person, or you have some grumpiness towards the other person, or you're feeling a bit disappointed in something that they do. And that's usually because, as in the reason that you would be disappointed in someone is usually because you had expectations. And so letting go of a lot of your expectations can absolutely help. But the point is that there will be moments where you might find yourself a little bit frustrated with your partner. And if you do what most people do, you know, Hollywood movies and TV shows and all that kind of media bullshit, where they give the impression, the Disney fairy tale notion, that you'll just find your one, or you'll find your soulmate and it will be happy and perfect 24/7, and you guys will never have a single emotion that could even be considered negative, and everything will be amazing 100% of the time. And I'm not saying that that isn't possible. That's a goal that Imogen and I have, to be deeply happy, to be enlightened beings, to be peaceful and loving and joyful all the time. But that's a lot of pressure to basically expect that you will always like the other person and that you will never have any moments of disagreement or grumpiness or anything like that. I mean, fuck that shit. You know, and what most people do is the second there's a disagreement, or the second that they don't like the other person for a little bit of time, they freak out and they go, oh shit, maybe this isn't my soulmate. Maybe this isn't the one. Maybe something's wrong. No. Maybe you're just going through a little period of time where you're disappointed in your partner, or you're grumpy, or they're grumpy, or you don't like each other. And something that really helps is having your own independence as in having your own life going on. This is obviously extremely important if you're in a casual relationship. You know, I would have your own life going on. I would be dating multiple people if that's something you want to do. I'd be going out there and talking to more women if you want to do that. I would be spending time with your hobbies and your friends and all of that. But even in a more serious, you know, maybe even a monogamous relationship, there's still going to be moments in time where you don't like your partner. And so I would absolutely focus on having your own independence going on, you know, having your own friends, not relying on the relationship to give you all your happiness. As in, if the relationship isn't going 100% perfectly, you're so busy with the rest of your life that you almost don't care. Or it's not that you don't care, but you're able to just relax and chill and not stress about the fact that the relationship isn't 100% perfect 24/7, you know, allowing space for your partner to feel some emotions, to be going through the relationship trouble that you might be going through, or your partner's grumpiness, or maybe they're just in a bad mood for a couple of months, or maybe they're sad or depressed for a little bit of time. You know, Imogen was depressed when we first moved to this city that we live in now because we escaped our old city during the lockdowns and we moved to this new city and she knew nobody. I had two friends here already and she had no friends and she was a little bit depressed because she didn't have anyone to talk to or connect to. And so we went through this little period where she was a little bit down, a little bit depressed. And I could have taken that personally and said, oh shit, you know, my relationship isn't perfect. Oh fuck, what are we going to do about it? But no, I had my own independent life going on. I had my goals and my ambitions. So I was able to be okay with the fact that she was depressed for a little bit. I was able to help her and be there for her and love her unconditionally and be okay with the fact that she wasn't very happy. And I didn't like her a lot during that moment because she was a little bit grumpy for a few months. I loved her unconditionally, but it wasn't exactly smooth sailing. You know, there were moments in time where she made it a little bit challenging to like her or to enjoy spending time with her because she was so depressed and grumpy. But what did I care? I had my own life going on. And so I could love her and help her find some friends and, you know, make some new hobbies and build her life. And then eventually she came out of her funk and she was happy and I liked her again. Again, people put these insane expectations on relationships that everything should be 100% happy at all times. And if ever there's a moment when one of you or both of you are unhappy, then holy fuck, you know, the ship is going down. Oh my God, everything's off. But if you have your own independence and you have a rational framing of what a relationship is, then you don't stress so much if there's a little bit of a rocky period or if one of you is grumpy or if one of you doesn't like the other one or if you both don't like each other. You know, if you have your own independent lives, then if you do go through a period where you don't like each other very much, like I said, it's almost like you don't care. You know, your relationship is like 25% of your life. You still have your hobbies, you still have your friends, you have your goals, your self-improvement, your business, if you're building that, or your career. You know, if you have a family, then you have your kids. You have all this other shit going on. And just because the relationship isn't perfect, you're like, that's fine. That's only 25% of my life that's not going perfect, but the other 75% is going great. So I'm okay. And funnily enough, if you have that framing or that perspective, or you give yourself and your partner permission to suck and permission to not like each other sometimes, you end up getting through those low periods or those funks 5,000 times quicker because you're okay for the most part and your partner is okay for the most part. And you're not putting this burden on the relationship that it be 100% of the focus of your life or 100% of the happiness of your life. So those are my thoughts on relationships. You know, again, I've been doing this with Imogen for 6 years and there's a girl that we've been dating together for over a year as well. In the past, I've had a 4-year relationship and a 6-year relationship, though I will add the caveat that those weren't particularly happy. But the point is, I know a little bit about relationships at this point. And this has been a very big game changer for me, being okay with the fact that sometimes I won't super like my partner and my partner might not super like me, but because I have a whole lot of other things going on in my life, in other words, because I don't expect them to be the sole source of my happiness, then it's very easy to get through those periods where maybe we dislike each other a little bit or we're a bit grumpy or anything like that. So take off some of the pressure and the burden on your relationship and that it should always be 100% happy and perfect, and that it, if your relationship isn't going well, then you're going to be miserable. No, keep busy, have goals, have ambitions, have hobbies, have friends, have all of that stuff going on so that if your dating life or your sex life or your love life isn't perfect, why do you give a shit? You have so much other shit that you're busy with that you almost don't notice, or it's very easy to resolve your love life because the rest of your life is going so well and you're in a really good place and you have a lot of space to be unconditionally loving and more patient, and you have less expectations or less of a burden on the relationship to make you happy. If you want any more help with relationships or sex and dating or anything else, I will leave a link in the description below to my coaching program. I also offer $200 coaching calls if you want to sit down with me for a couple of hours and talk about anything and everything that might be bothering you or what you want to work on. Links to all of that in the description below. As always, you beautiful ladies and you beautiful gentlemen, go out there and crush your goals.